This is the Her Earth Medicine podcast, based around traditional Eastern medicine and naturopathic insight to support wellness and longevity. My name is Sandy Ross, and I am a naturopath and practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. So I want to talk a little bit about winter and letting ourselves actually surrender to slowing down. If we think about, you know, animals, for example, what do they do throughout the winter months that are in the icy snow parts of the world? So they hibernate, they go into their caves, and obviously they sleep until it gets warmer when they come out, and then they're more active. And if we look at what happens to water when we're going into the kind of freezing cold winter, it freezes and it becomes still. So in Chinese medicine, winter is a big reflection of slowing down and going inwards. And I like to allow, you know, educate my patients or anyone I'm discussing this sort of season around with the word retreat, because when we think of retreat, we kind of think of slow down, take rest, sleep a bit more, and eat really good food. And so winter's about retreating for the body. We want to just allow ourselves to give ourselves permission to stop and to slow down. So, you know, if you've got young kids, for example, they might be actually sleeping in a little bit later than what they normally would. So you get a little bit more of a sleep in. So instead of trying to set your alarm and sort of do the 5 a.m. club thing and get up and exercise or do your meditation, just allow yourself to sleep some more. Sleep is so powerful. Sleep is one of the most healing things we can do for our body. When we sleep, we have these immune cells in our brain called microglia that actually, they respond to wear and tear. And so they kind of come in and detox the brain and take all the bad stuff out and kind of, you know, reactivate and reset the whole system in the brain while we're sleeping. And so if you're not getting enough sleep, you might not be having enough microglia activation. And that's why when we're, you know, when we've got young babies, we feel so shattered because our brain is actually kind of inflamed and not having the job done of the microglia to come in and sort of reset the system. So sleep is actually one of the most healing things you can do for your body, and it's free. So if you're not getting good sleep, you really need to be working on things to enhance your sleep. So you can go and look at sleep hygiene. There's some great tips there on how you can, you know, connect with ways to get yourself sleeping better. We all know about blue lights, or if you don't know about blue lights, get rid of your screens an hour or two before bed, or use the blue light blockers, change the lights in your room, you know, read a hardcover book instead of being on your phone. And there's little things, obviously, with caffeine, keeping it to a minimal before midday, or having all your caffeine before midday and you know, not having much afterwards is really important. But just allowing yourself to have good restorative sleep is so important. And so allow yourself to sleep in that little bit longer if your children are sleeping in. Or if you don't have children, just allow yourself to sleep in and give yourself permission to rest a bit more. This is one huge part of Chinese medicine. So if we think of in nature, those animals going into hibernation or the ice sort of freezing over, we want to apply that inwards. We're, you know, 70% or so water. And so there's a big reflection of the seasons internally with us in Chinese medicine. In Chinese medicine, we talk a lot about, so winter is this season, but the element is actually water. And so the kidneys and the bladder are the organs that are associated with the water element. And so in Chinese medicine, the kidneys are very similar to our adrenal glands in the Western medicine concept. And so we, you know, adrenal exhaustion or, you know, not feeling very wired, or if you've seen a naturopath, they talk about your adrenals. We know that that's got a lot to do with our stress response. The little glands that sit above the kidneys, and they secrete our adrenaline and cortisol, our stress hormones basically, and then they overtake the production of our sex hormones once we go through menopause. But they're really important, and so we have to nourish the kidneys to nourish our adrenals or our nervous system from a Chinese medicine perspective. So if you're burning the candle at both ends and really pushing yourself, it's affecting your adrenal glands, which is in Chinese medicine affecting your kidneys. Now the kidneys have like the reservoir of energy restores from a TCM perspective, and so what that means is we have a certain amount of energy given from our parents before we're born. That's called our prenatal jing or prenatal energy. And then we have the energy we acquire through eating and lifestyle and foods that we eat, and drinking and, you know, medicines we take or drugs we use, all that sort of stuff affects that, what we call the postnatal energy. So to really help reserve the postnatal energy and keep yourself to a minimal, you really need to look at nourishing the kidneys from a Chinese medicine perspective. And so the Chinese like to talk a lot about warmth and keeping the kidneys very warm. So it's really important in winter to keep your feet, the bottom of the feet, covered. So socks on if you're walking on tiles, or slippers, or getting rugs down. Because the first point on the kidney meridian is actually on the bottom of the foot. So that's where the cold can come in. And it can also come in through the back of the neck. There's a point that we have a lot of wind come through in the back of the neck. And that's why scarves are really important, or jackets, or, you know, a hoodie, keeping your neck warm. Especially, it's I'm always thinking of like RPM, and they put the fans on blasting in winter and it's going on the back of my neck, and I'm like, no, I'm going to get a stiff neck. But just to give you an idea, we want to kind of keep ourselves away from drafts and that cold weather on the back of our neck, and also our lower back too. So girls, covering up your midriffs as much as you can to sort of reserve that kidney energy. And so keeping warm, dressing appropriately through winter is very important aspect of really helping to reserve that energy, which will affect the rest of the seasons of the year. So, you know, you're feeling really fatigued in summer, it might be because you kept going and burning yourself out through winter. So if we think of, you know, like back to nature, slowing down, it's only the Western world that has us going all the time, you know, 365 days a week, go, 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 go. We don't slow down for winter. We don't talk about, oh, it's winter, let's work less and let's do less and let's take time out, because that's not how the Western world works. And so you really have to try and implement these things in your home life and your lifestyle so that you can help nourish yourself through the seasons. And it's all about the yin energy in Chinese medicine, which is all about calm. It's about nighttime. It's about more sleep and rest and eating nice, you know, foods that are very good for the yin energy. So with food comes the aspect of, we want to nourish the salty flavors because they're good for the kidneys, but also the yang aspect, which is the warming food. So salty things are things like obviously seaweed or salt itself, nori, miso soups, a bit of good quality tamari or soy sauce, black beans, and dark leafy greens. But the yang energy is more warming and cooked things. So, you know, things with a little bit more spice to them, or a bit of pepper, or those lovely, spices like cinnamon and ginger, and cumin and cardamom and all those, and nutmeg, those warming sort of acridy sort of flavors that enhance the ability to make that food go from a cool or a neutral food to a more warming food. Lamb is a great meat to consume because it's more warming for the body. And then obviously not having cold and raw things is really important too. So we don't want to be having acai bowls and juices and smoothies in winter, because that will cause too much coldness and constriction in the body, and it might affect your digestion. You might end up getting bloated or having constipation or diarrhea or fatigue that can come with that, or menstrual problems, or, you know, a host of other things that can come from not supporting the digestive fire from that Chinese medicine perspective. And so this podcast, I just wanted to talk a little bit about allowing yourself to slow down, giving yourself permission to let go and not feel lazy and like you're lacking motivation, because this is the whole part of the concept of the seasons, is just sort of following through. And then as it starts to warm up, this is where you can pick up your exercise and your energy. And if you are really into exercise, and I'm still exercising, but, you know, I'll go later on in the day when it's a bit warmer, I'm trying to do more yoga or tai chi and saunas and that sort of stuff. So it's not saying you can't exercise and you can't eat the way you want to. It's about just maybe giving yourself an hour or two, sleep in more, and maybe do a little bit of a later exercise routine, or slow down with your exercise routine. You don't have to be trying to pump yourself and push yourself. And this goes a lot with my fertility patients. I see them trying to do so much all the time to fit everything in. And sometimes you just need to let go and surrender to the process, that sometimes less is more. So I hope this kind of gives you a little bit of an insight as to the winter season in Chinese medicine, and gives you that permission you need to just rest a little bit more. And, you know, maybe share this with someone that needs to hear it too, that's pushing themselves just that little bit too much, because if you don't slow down and surrender through winter, then you do struggle with your energy in those other seasons. So yeah, if you were looking for a little bit of permission to slow down and enjoy those sleep-ins that you've been craving and feeling like you want, then this is it. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening. I have been a practitioner of naturopathic and Chinese medicine for over a decade. I have a master's degree of health science and I am an academic lecturer at Australia's leading natural medicine college. I am available worldwide online for bookings. Simply go to sandyrosshealth.com.